Hi, this is Craig Hirsch, and welcome to the Family Estate and Legacy Program podcast. This is the podcast that accompanies Module 4 of the Family Estate and Legacy Program. Module 4 is the document builder. Now, by this stage, you've gone through three of the modules. You've gone through the organizer, which is Module 1. You've talked about the goals and responsibility conversation with your legal team. That's Module 2. We've designed at least the initial draft of your trusts and related documents, your power over wills, your healthcare surrogates, your powers of attorney, your living will. We did all that in Module 3. And now we've drafted the documents. So when we send out the drafts to you, we typically will send a summary of your revocable living trust, and we'll also send a flowchart and drafts of the related ancillary documents. For a husband and wife, we may only send one set of the powers of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and living wills because the other ones will mirror the initial set. So look through that one set and know that we're going to mirror them for the other spouse. Now, one of the most important things about the document builder phase is your review of what we've sent you. Please take the time to review it thoroughly. If there are any name misspellings, please call our drafting assistant. And if you don't know who your drafting assistant is, just call the office and tell them which attorney you're working with, and they'll connect you to the proper drafting assistant. And describe to them, you know, if there's any misspellings. Look to see if all of the addresses that are listed, you know, there might be some addresses on the healthcare surrogate and living will for your health surrogates, and there might be some phone numbers. Please double check those very, very carefully and let us know. If the names, like I said, are misspelled, or sometimes clients will say, well, it's a different middle initial, or we want you to use the middle name, or if the birth dates are incorrect, please review those very, very carefully and let us know if there are any changes. That's important because when you come in to talk to us for the next meeting, if all of those clerical items have been corrected, then we might be able to proceed towards signing if during the conversations you feel comfortable with the documents. We're not going to force you to sign anything that you don't want to sign, that you don't feel like you're ready to sign yet. But what we want to do is get all the clerical items correct for that next meeting. So that requires you to spend some time. Please look it over. Don't look it over the night before because then you won't be able to call us with any corrections because the next day will be the appointment. Look it over a couple days before our meeting. Give us a call with any changes. Along those same lines, you can write down in the margins of all those documents any questions that you may have, any notes, anything that you feel we may not have captured the essence of what your intent was correctly. Write those down. Don't be too concerned about it if it doesn't appear correct. And the reason we don't want you to be concerned about it is because this is only a draft. It has absolutely no legal significance until you sign the original documents. And remember, these drafts are only for discussion purposes. To the extent that we need to make any corrections, or if you've had second thoughts, you want to make some changes, you can tell us at this next meeting. You'll have opportunity to discuss those issues and to hash them out with us. So we hope that this podcast provides you some confidence and clarity, and your legal team looks forward to seeing you soon.